Californians are doing what they can to conserve electricity, but they're doing it with reluctance and with a great deal of suspicion, NPR's Ina Jaffe reports.
As Stage 3 power emergencies have become daily occurrences, LA's all-news radio stations have been updating the electricity situation with the same frequency and passion usually reserved for traffic reports.
Live in the KFWB newsroom, rolling blackouts were the call of the day again in Northern California. 1.8
California's power crisis might be even worse were it not for a series of emergency orders signed by former Energy Secretary Bill Richardson, forcing power generators to sell to the state. But at one point, Richardson refused to renew that order because California hadn't come up with the required plan to cut electricity consumption by at least 5%. Steve Maviglio is press secretary to Governor Gray Davis.
This is a large state. People need to remember this is the sixth largest economy in the world. It's difficult to snap your fingers and get something done.
But there is a statewide conservation plan in place now, says Maviglio. California's cut its power usage by more than 5% in the past 2 weeks, and there's a massive advertising campaign in the works to get Californians to conserve even more. The message will be everywhere, he says, state parks, museums, even placemats at McDonald's.
We plan to reach every California consumer about 7 times by the end of the summer.
Many Californians have not waited for encouragement from the state. James Armstrong, the city manager of Fullerton in Orange County, stands in front of City Hall between shallow pools of still water.
Well, normally we would have water flowing straight up in the air, maybe 30, 40 feet in both of these fountains. But because of the power outage, we need to set an example, and or the power shortage, so the citizens know we're not wasting power.
Armstrong says the city's most painful cut has been in Fullerton's old-fashioned downtown. The trees that line Harbor Boulevard were recently decorated with Italian lights. The lights were supposed to twinkle year-round, making the few blocks of restaurants and shops a more inviting place to come at night. Now those lights are kept off on days when there's a power emergency, in other words, almost every day. But there's more at stake than ambience. At the Rock and Taco Cantina, owner Dan Gloriano lives in fear of what a sudden blackout would do to his business.
Refrigerators stop working, food goes bad, beer gets warm, all that sort of thing.
Gloriano believes the power is there, somewhere, and someone must be responsible for the crisis. He just doesn't know who to blame.
Seems crazy. How could it get to this point without the problem being solved months and months and months ago before the supply was so far depleted?
A lot of Californians share Gloriano's point of view. A recent Los Angeles Times poll found that 54% believe there is no power shortage, that the crisis is a result of greedy power companies.
I think it's a scam. I think the energy crisis is not really there. I think they're doing it just because of profit.
Jeanette Boyo is having highlights put in her hair at the Lujan Salon in downtown Fullerton. Her stylist, Peter Ray, brushes streaks of colored goo into her blonde mane.
You know, Edison has, they've been speaking to Governor Gray, but he's dragged his feet. Now he's trying to get involved, and I think it's just a little too late.
Do you think it's for real? Do you think there is a shortage? Or do you think they're just playing?
They're trying to monopolize the whole entire source of energy.
But Jeanette Boyo says her skepticism hasn't prevented her from doing what she can to conserve.
I leave the porch lights off in the back and the front now. My two girls leave their lights on. I'm yelling at them, turn it off, that we don't have enough energy. I mean, I'm trying to teach them to follow what's going on if we need it. But I think it's just all political. I don't think there's really that big of a shortage.
Turning off a few lights may not sound like much compared to the magnitude of the crisis. But a spokesman for Southern California Edison says that if half the utility's customers each turned off a single 100-watt bulb, the energy saved would be equal to the output of a power plant. Californians may have to do considerably more than that over the coming months, however. The state's demand for electricity doubles in the summer. Ina Jaffe, NPR News, Fullerton, California.